Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Well, this here's the story about cheese, please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. You're putting up with us again for another week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we're featuring we have a special this week on the show. It's our UFO special, but we're not on a UFO this time around.
Yes, we put out a call to our resident spaceman, Moondog, and he said the ship was in the shop.
Well, after the last time he pointed ray guns at me, I think, you know, I just wore out my welcome, so we didn't do that.
No, we thought if we went up in the spaceship this time, we wouldn't come back.
Yes, yes. So it's a long story. We'll get into it sometime. But ultimately, we were on a spaceship at one point. But this time around, no, we're stuck here in the bunker.
But we have UFO music.
Yes, we have the likes of Bill Carlisle, Mojo Nixon and the Blue Jays. Okay, Jimmy Durante. Really?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, Ella Fitzgerald and Cy Oliver Orchestra with two men and a flying saucer. We're just going nuts on the show this week. We're starting off our set, though, with Leonard Nimoy and music to watch Space Girls by shortly. That's
okay.
Kind of creepy, isn't it, in this day and age? But we're starting off with Jimmy Haskell and Blastoff on...
It's Outer Space on Cheese, Please.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
in a pile of studio singers and musicians that actually did the work. And music to watch space girls by.
What did he do? Just wave the little pointy stick?
Oh, probably. But that actually is a take on a popular song of the time, Music to Watch Girls By.
Yes. With a little space influence in there.
Yeah, so before that, we had Jimmy Haskell and Blastoff on the show. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to an Out of This World Cheese Please.
Yeah, our UFO special on this UFO special show. Exactly, right, Daffodil? As a matter of
fact, what he said, I'm not even going to try to interpret that one.
As a matter of fact, I was thinking about this, you know? Now, just go with me with this, okay? I just came up with like a setup for our show this week. It's called Space, the Final Frontier.
That might be copyrighted by someone else.
These are the voyages of the Cheese Star spaceship. To boldly find how much cheese we can find outer space.
To boldly fondue where no one has fondued before?
That's better. That's better. I got to write that down. Anyway, on the show this week, we're focusing on UFOs in outer space. So we're going to play a couple more cuts here. We've got the Suburban Lawns and Flying Saucer Safari, but we're starting off with Soul Inc. and UFO on
Cheese Please.
One, two, three.
Everybody's talking about the sky called UFO. Now if you don't believe they are real, then you just come out to my field and I'll be glad to show you the hole. Last night I could not get to sleep.
Cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy and music.
Cheese Please.
Thanks.
the suburban lawns. I wonder if they mow lawns at all. Kind of wonder about that. And a flying saucer. You know, they do that on the weekends. They mow lawns and...
Flying Saucer Safari.
What?
The song is called Flying Saucer Safari.
Yeah, but it's done by the suburban lawns. So they, like, mow lawns on the weekends to get money to record this music. Right?
Okay, I can go with that.
Go with that. And before that, we had Soulink and UFO. Sensing a theme, dear listener? Did you figure it out? Were you here earlier when we told you?
Our music is out of sight and out of this world.
Yeah, it's our UFO special here on Cheese Please. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to your dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird this week.
As a matter of fact, Daffodil, while those songs were playing, I was digging back here in the bunker, and I found our ray guns that we were given here when the last time we were on the UFO. You remember that? Way many years ago?
Yes.
So I found our ray guns that we were given. I'll go back here and get them for a second. Okay. So
That was in that box. It was marked, never open this again.
You think I read labels?
You should.
No.
Be careful where you point that thing. Don't vaporize anything important.
Well, I haven't tried it in many years, so should I try it on the show right now? Maybe I can just, like, aim it back here and just fire it and...
Don't vaporize the pneumatic tube. We're going to need that next week.
No.
There's now an extra hole, listener, in the wall next to the pneumatic tube.
I'm sorry. How about this one? I've got another ray gun, too, here. Maybe this works. Whoa! I can just hardly hold on to that. What did I get that? Oh, that doesn't look good up there. Oh.
We'll hang a plant. We'll hang a plant in that corner. No one will ever know.
How about like a piece of metal? That's a big hole. I mean, really.
Oops.
Well, let's get back to the music. We've got Jimmy Durante coming up with Going UFO-ing. But we're starting out with Ella Fitzgerald and the Cy Oliver Orchestra.
Yes, really, that Ella Fitzgerald on Cheese Please.
To earth one day, looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, let's fly away. They took a look at a Western movie, somebody heard them say, if a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are, we'd better fly away. Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said this planet is an awful menace, let's go back to where we came from. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay. Said it's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
Now they took a look in Ebbets Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game.
Hey!
Heard all the screaming, said we must be dreaming, 'cause this planet is insane.
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, 'cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, let's fly away. They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, all the people seem to be living in a nursery, we'd better fly away. traveled all around, and once they'd seen us, said, let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus. Goodness, what a place to live in. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare.
Saw the hats the women wear.
And quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
We suck.
Nobody has to know about this.
Hey, we're cool with that.
Oh, don't look so shocked.
Cheese, please.
If you want to get a thrill, if you want to see the sights, jump right in. I got an unidentified flying object. Yeah, let's go for a spin. We're going UFO. We're trying saucer flying. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you want to go in my UFO. We're going UFO-ing. We're trying saucer flying. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you. Going UFOing, we're trying saucer flying. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico. Like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in.
With Jimmy Durante going UFOing, man.
It beats might have been the funnest song we played so far.
It beats driving around in a van looking for cheesy music, but you can't stop on a dime, though.
No, you got to hit the brakes over top of Albuquerque and you find out you're in, like, East Bombay.
No, no, no. That was a Bugs Bunny cartoon, wasn't it?
It could be.
I thought so. And Ella Fitzgerald and Cy Oliver Orchestra with Two Little Men in a Flying Saucer. I'm just getting into that last song. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are slowly winding our way to another fantastic, amazing, and cool episode of Cheese Please.
Daffodil, do you want, after we get out of the bunker sometime, do you want to go a UFO-ing again?
No.
You ever want to get back into the UFO like we did many years ago when Boondog actually got a UFO when we were in...
There was a probe room, no.
Yeah, but...
I'm still not over that. I have PTSD about the probe room.
Well, you weren't in there that long, but...
It was enough.
You sure?
Yes.
Because that's when we were in Roswell, New Mexico, and we were actually ran into the UFO and Boondog... arranged everything because he disappeared and we never knew where he went, but...
He's still up there flying around.
You think?
I think so.
I wish you would send us another UFO. That was...
No!
I know they were going to jettison me like garbage because I hit the wrong button, but...
Yes, and I was going to have little green alien babies. It's not happening.
I You never told me that.
Again, not going back on the UFO.
Little green babies?
They were little green men. I assume their babies would be green. Perhaps they might have been chartreuse. I don't know.
Whatever. Let's play the last set. We have Bill Carlisle coming up shortly with Tiny Spaceman, but we're ending off our last set until next week, folks, with UFOs, big rigs, and barbecue. On
Cheese, Please.
Dock-a-diddly-bop-a-dick-a-dock-a-day. They asked him more questions like, did you come from Mercury? How was the trip from outer space? But all his answers were a mystery, cause all they heard the little man say was, dock-a-diddly-bop-a-dick-a-dock-a-day. Thank you. red-headed girl said, "Man, you're out of this world. Let's go to town and do everything right. How about a date with you tonight?" But all she heard the little man say was, "Gadiki daka diddly bop, diki daka day, gadiki daka diddly bop, ooh bop, bop, gadiki daka diddly bop, ooh bop, bam, gadiki daka diddly bop, ooh bop, bam." Then he flew away.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.